We're talking with Gerald Callahan from the Express Ranches. And Gerald, coming up, you've got your big spring bull sale just a few days away now on the 4th of March at the ranch here in Yukon. Tell me a little bit, you know, you've got a great set of bulls this year. You've continued to build on this legacy of some tremendous genetics that Express is so well known for.
Yeah, we're really excited about this year's offering. We continue to try to invest and reinvest in the best genetics that we can. We try to take advantage of all the data and information that we collect on our own cattle and also been collected in the Angus breed. The bulls that we're marketing will have the most complete data set that I think you can find. In fact, you can go up on our website and you can actually, they're on a spreadsheet there, you can actually sort those bulls based on what criteria that you're emphasizing. But one of the things that we do on all the bulls they're selling, they've all had the genomics run on them, which is their DNA profile for each specific trait. And what it does for these bulls, even though they're yearling and to 20-month-old bulls, it gives you the same confidence in those cattle as if they had sired 7 to 20 calves, depending on what particular trait you're looking at. And we do this for our bull customers so they can buy with a greater degree of confidence that the EPDs are accurate and correct. And, of course, we also furnish the individual data. All the bulls have birth weight, weaning weight, yearling weight. We ultrasound these cattle for ribeye, for IMF, marbling. And so we try to furnish the bull customer with all the data that we have at our disposal or the Angus breed has at its disposal.
I know that, you know, in looking at your catalog, that you show that really this particular set of bulls, they are above the average for the Angus breed.
Yeah, these bulls exceed the average of the Angus breed for all traits quite substantially. And in most traits, these bulls are in the top 10 to 20% of the population. And, of course, there's a few of these bulls that are at the very, very top of the population practically for any trait that you want to name.
You talked about, obviously, the genomics have really kind of been a game changer in a lot of ways because it gives you more accurate data sooner. You know, for a commercial bull buyer coming in, what are some, you know, how does he basically, you know, start sorting out the various traits that may be important to him?
Well, first off, one of the neat things that the American Angus Association did, that all this DNA analysis feeds back through their EPDs. So really all they have to do is look at their EPDs, because that genomic data combined with their own phenotypic data, their own performance data, is what comprises that individual's EPDs. So most commercial men or purebred men alike, all they really need to do is to concentrate on the EPDs and on the bioeconomic indexes, the dollar values, to make their selection. Of course, if a guy comes in here and he wants to buy a set of bulls to breed to heifers or a bull to breed to heifers, he's going to emphasize Kevin East Direct, CED, as well as the birth weight EPD. And then get as much growth, as much carcass as he can get to go along with that. If a guy's coming in here to buy bulls to use on mature cows, then most often he's going to be looking at if he's going to send all of his calves out at weaning, he should be looking at weaning weight EPD and dollar W. If he's going to retain replacements out of his cow herd, then he's going to want a very balanced approach, and he's going to want moderate birth weight. He's going to want good growth. He's going to want the milk EPD that fits his environment. And probably milk is the least reliable, the pure milk EPD, in my opinion, is probably the least reliable data that we have on the deal. Pure milk's always been a little hard to evaluate and sort because you're trying to take the growth component out of it. And so if you've got really good resources in terms of range conditions, you can probably stand a little more milk. If you're like a lot of our customers in New Mexico, western Oklahoma, western Texas, then you're going to want moderate to lower milk. And so milk probably needs to be fit to the environment so that the female doesn't give so much milk, the daughter's out of this bull, that it makes her more challenging to rebreed as a 2-year-old and as a 3-year-old. But the milk deal, I also have less confidence in the reliability of that data set of any data set we have. It probably varies more.
Right. You mentioned the dollar EPDs. That's actually what kind of a compilation of several different numbers, right?
Yes, what there is, there's dollar values. We call them bioeconomic indexes. And, for example, dollar beef takes into account carcass weight, takes into account RADG, it takes into account marbling and ribeye, and so then you come up with a dollar beef. It's more or less a terminal index. Dollar W takes into account more reproduction, as well as weaning weight EPD. So when you're looking, you know, in my opinion, almost all bull buyers should be looking at dollar W. And all of those people that take their cattle through the feeder, feedlot phase, they should be looking at dollar B as well.
I know that it's not just these performance factors that you've measured, but you've also had some of the animals that will be in the sale this year that have been proven in the show ring as well out at Denver.
Yeah, we think that we try to take a common sense approach to breeding cattle, and you know there's some things that EPDs don't tell us. EPDs don't tell us about structural correctness. It don't tell us about phenotype. And still yet today in the United States, a high percentage of the cattle are bought and sold in part on how they look, what their phenotype is. We're excited again. This year we had the Grand Champion carload at Denver. There'll be lots 1 through 11 that sell, so we're very excited about that. We also exhibited one pen of Angus bulls. They won the young division. They won their class, and they won the youngest division in the pen show. So we think there's some outstanding individuals within those groups, and we still think that phenotype, because it takes into account structural correctness, balance is extremely important, because most of our customers, at least in part, sell some of their cattle based on how they look.
I guess, you know, this has been a challenging last 6 months or so for the cattle business since last summer when things really started heading south for a while. I know we've stabilized a little bit as far as our cattle prices at the local auction barns and everything. I would think that may have at least some, you know, impact on some of the attitudes of some of these guys. But still, at the end of the day, if they're looking for quality, they can help themselves if they're buying the right kind.
Yeah, I think to cut to the chase, that our bulls will not sell as high as they did last year, which was the highest they've ever been. There's no doubt, starting in late August and continuing through the fall, we've seen a big price correction, which has been painful to all of us in the cattle business that keep a lot of inventory. I think as we all take a step back and look at it, though, we're still enjoying prices that historically are high. They're not like they were last year. I think as you look down the road, there seems to be very, very good demand for our product, beef. I think the strength of our dollar is hurting us a little bit on the export market, but it's still like since 1st of January, there's been an uptick in export demand. I think that the beef cattle business still looks pretty bright for us. I think there's still a potential for the cow-calf guy to make a profit. And so I think that they need to buy them as cheap as they can here, but we think that there will always be demand for good genetics. And I think when you put a little price pressure on any industry, I think that the people with the best product will always be in the best position to succeed.